I'm John Lemley, glad to have you with me on this Thursday for City Cafe. Here's a word you don't often hear during your lunch hour, dystopia. And it describes the miserable world created by German filmmaker Fritz Lang in his science fiction classic movie, Metropolis. In 2008, for the first time in over 80 years, movie lovers and film historians were able to see the complete 1927 epic after over 20 minutes of missing footage was discovered in Argentina. This week, an Atlanta audience will have the opportunity to see Metropolis screened with a live film score and in a most unusual setting. It's one of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Shane Harrison's budget-friendly entertainment picks for the coming week, and we're so delighted to have you back.
Well, I'm glad to be here. It's a really beautiful film, despite the fact that it is about a dystopia, as you mentioned. The terrible place that these people find themselves in this science fiction world. I love the way that this film has been reimagined for new audiences. Mm-hmm. Just through the music. Because it was a silent classic, people can sort of put their own stamp on it with new music. And Sonic Generator, Georgia Tech's experimental music ensemble, is going to be doing that there.
And this is one night only.
That's right. It's going to be happening on Tuesday night at Sifley Plaza at the Woodruff Arts Center.
Well, Shane, from avant-garde cinema now to visual arts.
Yeah, Sandra Lee Phipps is a photographer. She's got a show now going on at White Space. You might recognize her name if you're at all familiar with the early days of REM. She was sort of the band's unofficial photographer. Many iconic photos of the band, she took them. And she's got a new show called Safe. And these images are really kind of haunting. And they're quite beautiful. And so this is a new group of work that she's done. She's a professor at the Savannah College of Art and Design here in Atlanta.
And at one point, a contributing photographer for the Village Voice.
Yeah, and she's also contributed to some British magazines as well. Sandra Lee Phipps' Safe is on display at White Space Gallery, which is on Edgewood Avenue around Inman Park, and that's going to continue there through June 15th, so you have a little bit of time to catch the show.
Shane, the band Baroness has been following sort of a color scheme over the past several years with albums titled Red, Blue, and last summer, Yellow and Green.
Yeah, that's right. This band, which began in Savannah, they've been around for quite a while now. They're a metal band. You could call them a metal band, and they really did begin that way. But I think these days, they're much more than that. They're more rock. They're more progressive. They're a little psychedelic. There's still that heaviness in them, but there are elements of pop music in the Baroness sound now because these songs are catchy. They stick in your brain. You remember them once you hear them. And I think that's just part of their progression. They're really exploring places that you never thought the band would go. They're going to be playing here in Atlanta at Center Stage next Wednesday night. And those tickets are $16 if you get them in advance. If you wait till the day of the show, they're $18 at the door.
Well, Shane, we wrap up today with a 25th birthday.
Yeah, that's right. The Decatur Arts Festival is turning 25 this year.
Oh, I thought it was mine.
But yeah, this is a great festival. They have literary things going on. They have theatrical performances going on. In addition to all the visual arts, there's an art walk that will take you all over downtown Decatur. There'll be a lot of music, of course. Sean Mullins is playing this year, Decatur's own Grammy-nominated artist.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be there. Bonaventure Quartet, who do that old gypsy jazz sort of Parisian-sounding thing. And downtown Decatur is just a great place to walk around, I think. MARTA Station's right there, smack dab in the middle of town, and you get off MARTA, and you're right there at the Courthouse Square, where the festival will be centered. And that's happening right in downtown Decatur on Saturday and Sunday.
Shane Harrison, thank you for another week's worth of budget-friendly events, and we look forward to welcoming you back in next Thursday.
Well, thank you for having me.
For more information about anything you've heard over the past few minutes, head to our website, wabe.org/citycafe.